Of all of the people in the world, who knows you the best? If you're married, maybe it's your spouse. Or maybe for you, a parent is the one person in the world who knows you better than anyone else. Maybe it's a brother or a sister or a best friend. Who is it that oftentimes knows what you're thinking even before you say it? Who is it that can predict the things that you do? Who is it that can finish your sentences for you? Who knows you better than anyone else? Ultimately, no one knows you better than you know yourself. Even the people that you're closest to really don't know you the way you know yourself. There are certain things you keep to yourself, certain thoughts you don't want to share. There are things that bother you or scare you or interest you. And no one knows about those things except you. Of all the people in the world, the person who knows you the best is you. But don't forget about how well Jesus knows you. I know my sheep, Jesus said in today's gospel. And there he tells us that he is the good shepherd and that he knows his sheep. So that's what we're going to consider today, what it means to be known by Christ, the good shepherd. How well does Jesus really know us? That's our question as we focus on the picture of Christ, the good shepherd who knows us, his sheep. It's interesting to see how a shepherd can actually see the differences in his sheep. From our casual point of view, all sheep look pretty much the same, different shapes and sizes to be sure, but for the most part, they're a dime a dozen. If you've seen one sheep, you've seen them all, right? Not true. You see, a shepherd spends a lot of time with his sheep, and as he does, he gets to know the different personalities and quirks of each one of his sheep. That one over there likes to stray, he might say. And this one over here, he gets tired all the time. And this one, well, he's very bad at finding pasture. And you got to watch out for this one. He's kind of mean. And that one over there is always running ahead, overconfident. Each sheep has its own personality and different strengths and weaknesses. And a good shepherd will know all those different things about his sheep. In the same way, Jesus says that he knows you. I know what each one of your personalities are like, he says. I know your strengths and I know your weaknesses. Jesus knows you, but it goes deeper than that. When Jesus says he knows you, it means more than you or I can really comprehend. God's word says Jesus knew you before you were born. Even before the mountains were made and the rivers and the oceans were formed, Jesus knew your name. Before you were born, he knew who your parents would be. He knew what your genetic makeup would be. He knew what your family life would be like as you grew up as a child. Before you were alive, Jesus knew all these things about you. Today, he knows things about you that you don't even know yourself. He knows what you were like, as a two-year-old, something you can't even remember. He knows how your brain works. He knows what different things you are predisposed to, both good and bad. Sometimes you hear people say, I just found out something about myself the other day that I never knew before. And Jesus would say to that, I know that. He knows you much better than you will ever know yourself. So what do you think Jesus' opinion of you is, since your life is an open book to him? Remember, he knows your thoughts, all those things you keep to yourself, those secrets in your mind. He knows what those secrets are, and he knows your history, those sins you have committed. And you know what they are. Some of those sins are things you don't want anyone to ever know about. But Jesus knows them. He knows everything about you, every thought you've ever had, every word you've ever spoken, every deed you've ever done, even the secret things Jesus knows. Again, what do you think his opinion is about you? Not very good? If Jesus knows me that well, he must not think very highly of me. He must see me as a very sinful person. Remember, your life, your whole life, including your private life, is an open book to him. It would be easy to think, if this is true, then I'm lost. I'm going to hell. There is no way Jesus would want me in heaven with him, since he knows all these things that I have done in my life. Jesus does know you. But instead of punishing you, look at what he does. In verse 15, he said, I lay down my life for the sheep. Instead of punishing you, Jesus lays down his life for you. Now, do shepherds normally lay down their lives for their sheep? The simple answer is no. A shepherd will do the best he can to fight off any wild animals, but even a good shepherd isn't going to just lay down his life and let a wild animal kill him. Any normal shepherd would tell you, hey, it's not worth it. Besides, what good would it do? After the wild animals kill the shepherd, there's no one left to protect the sheep. But this is what Jesus did for you. Satan comes and he wants to drag you down to hell with him. He deserves it, he says to God. But Jesus steps forward and Jesus doesn't fight Satan. Instead, Jesus simply lays down his life, and Satan gladly takes it. Satan thinks he has won, that he can attack you next. But then, Jesus does something very unexpected. He rises from the dead, and that changes everything. By laying down his life for you, he took away the punishment that you deserve for your sins. By laying down his life for you, you no longer have to worry that God is going to punish you for your sin. It doesn't work that way. Jesus has already been punished for you. Your sins are forgiven. And in case you have any doubts, remember, Jesus rose from the dead. That is proof that you really are a forgiven child of God. And now when Jesus says that he knows you, that means he doesn't know you anymore as a sinner who deserves to be punished. When Jesus looks at you now, do you know what he sees? He sees you as someone who has had his or her sins taken away. He sees you as someone who has been forgiven. He sees you as someone who will not be punished, but instead blessed by God the Father. Jesus sees you as a sheep that belongs in his flock. Jesus sees you as a sheep that he wants to take care of. Remember, he is your shepherd. Today, in this world, he is leading you. You're not leading yourself, even though it may feel that way sometimes. Jesus is leading you. At times, he may lead you to joyful places, in times that are good, times of celebration. And at times, your shepherd may lead you to frightening places, times that are bad, and we call them valleys. Jesus, your shepherd, may lead you into a financial problem valley in the years ahead. Jesus, your shepherd, may lead you into a health problem valley. Jesus, your shepherd, may lead you into an emotional, personal problem valley, or he may lead you into the valley of the shadow of death. During those times, you may think to yourself, nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody knows how I feel. But Jesus says to you, I know. I know my sheep, and I know how you feel. In fact, I led you here. And you might say, why? Why are you letting me suffer in this financial problem valley or this health problem valley? Why? Why are you punishing me for my sins? And the good shepherd would say to you, no, no. Remember, I laid down my life for you. I've already died for your sins. Your sins are gone. They're forgiven. Then why are you letting me suffer? You might ask. Jesus says to you, it's because I know you. Of all the places in the world to be right now, for you, this is what is best. Just trust me. I know you. I know you better than you know yourself. Trust me. I won't hurt you. When it's all over, you'll understand what I'm doing. Just remember, I know you. And so we follow him. As he leads us through this world, we trust him. We don't always understand him. But I don't think sheep ever really understand what their shepherd is doing. Most of the time, sheep have no idea what their shepherd is up to, why the shepherd is taking them here, or why he's pushing them there. But the shepherd knows his sheep, and he does what is best for them. Jesus knows you. We may have no idea why he leads us where he does, but we know that he loves us. He loves you with a love that we will never be fully able to understand. That love caused him to lay down his life for you. And today he reminds you that he knows you. Let us follow him and trust him. In Jesus' name, amen.